If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
So imagine as a woman, you walk into the washroom to do your business and you learn that you're expected to pee standing up. That's what one group wants to make a reality. So as we know, the washroom lineups for women's washrooms are always longer. I mean, Kim, you and I know better than anybody else.
Struggle's real.
That's how it's always been. Exactly. So there's a plumbing group that says they want to cut down on women's washroom lineups by creating urinals for women. And they are heavily promoting this right now. They said rather than new cubicles, the answer is cutting these long queues and long lineups with urinals. And you're probably wondering, how does that work exactly? How's that going to work? Well, what they said is they're going to have these cardboard disposable funnels that you can use to sort of like aim your stream so that you can get it right in the urinal.
Interesting.
Horrible. Horrible, right? Horrible idea.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's your body and you can urinate however you like. I'm just thinking like if you're caught in a line and you have the option to maybe shave a few minutes off the line and you really got to go, isn't it good to have an option at least if you needed to?
No, I don't think anybody thinks there's anything good here about this. When I first saw this, I instantly was like, this is a man behind this. And I did my research and guess what? Yeah, it was a man who was totally behind this. And he's so shocked that there's a lack of interest by designers. Like, yeah, because it's not a good idea.
Let me ask you, because I'll just play the ignorant card here. Let me ask you this, Nikki. Why are you specifically not a fan of this idea?
Why am I not a fan of peeing through cardboard, standing up and peeing through cardboard?
Never mind. Oh. That's my answer.
Yeah. Put it like that, yeah.
Pretty sure that is your answer right there.
Answer. Fair enough.
And you know what? If it was reversed, so let's say like the men's lineups were so much bigger, there's no way they would say, let's change the way men pee. They would accommodate things. You know, like there are a couple options here. Put more toilets in there so that lineups are shorter if it's such an issue. This is in Hong Kong, so I'm assuming it's a major issue there. So put more toilets in. Or what about co-ed washrooms? Like I would choose co-ed washrooms a million times over standing up and using a little cardboard funnel. Give me a break.
I mean, this could happen in the foreseeable future. This could be a thing. I don't know if it will be. When I found out we were going to be talking about this morning, I did a little research and I didn't even know about this. On average, there's 1.3 toilets in a men's washroom compared to just one toilet in a woman's washroom. I had never thought of the fact that stalls take up that much more space.
Yeah, but maybe there's a place to start. Make them bigger. I don't know.
That's a good start. Yeah.
Anything. Somebody texted, these funnels already exist and they're called Go Girl. They do. You're right. And people use them for camping. They're not necessarily disposable in cardboard, but they can be made out of like silicone or other things. People use them when they're camping and hiking and that kind of thing. And it's understandable. You don't have a toilet.
Yeah, it's not everyday use.
Yeah, exactly. Not everyday use. Like you're gonna. And what would that do to the environment as well? Yeah. We're throwing those out. Suddenly people would have to start using reusable ones. Then we're hauling these out of our purses while we're in the lineup. Stop it.
Garbage bins filled with funnels.
You guys have this all played out.
It's a horrible, horrible idea. The worst. I don't know the guy who created this, but I already don't like him. Not a fan at all. What are people saying on our text line at 92925?
They're pretty much echoing your sentiments. This next, I love this text. It says, if a woman is wearing a long dress, what is she supposed to do? Does she throw it over her head to pee?
A really good point. You know what's even worse? Like bodysuits, or if you're wearing jumpers or that kind of thing. Yeah. So they're in a puddle at your feet and then you're standing there naked with a little cardboard. Yeah, they say you'll get a little disposable cardboard funnel when you go into the washroom, basically. And that's how you're going to turn into a man and be able to use the urinals. Leah, what do you think of this?
It's really strange because every time I'm in a public place, there's no way you're going to catch me sitting down. So I practice my...
But you still got to squat.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You're not standing up. I understand you don't want to put your butt on the public toilet.
Who does?
You're not alone with that.
Yeah.
But not standing up completely in front of a urinal right next to a bunch of women while you have a cardboard funnel in your hand.
No. No. I don't think I want to see my buddy's business either. So I don't know how guys do it, but that's okay.
Our bodies aren't made for that to be like that. And you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like I said, obviously a man created this because he just doesn't understand.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, and guys don't look at their buddy's business. It's just an unspoken thing. We just don't.
Oh, I've heard different.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
I've heard different too.
Don't ask, don't tell.
I've heard different too. What about co-ed washrooms?
Oh, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I've done it many times. I mean, I could go to a concert and there's more men than women, and I'll go in the women and vice versa. I'll go into the men's washroom. My friends end up doing the same thing. Guys are not shy to go into girls' bathroom. Why would I be shy to go into a guy's bathroom?
Yeah, I have no problem. Especially if I don't have to bring a cardboard funnel in with me.
No, and it happened a couple of times where I went into a man's bathroom and the guy's, I'm coming out and the guy's going in and the guy looks more shocked than I do. And I'm going, hey, it's a bathroom, buddy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much, Leah. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mark actually has a really good idea. He says, why don't we just make washrooms a little bit bigger to accommodate more female stalls? Easy peasy. Just goes to show we need more women architects and engineers.
You mean the exact same thing I said like 10 minutes ago?
That
exact same thing. Thank you so much for all your texts this morning at 92925. Mark also said, like I said, that obviously the guy behind the funnel idea is not married, or his wife would have already told him that he was an idiot and drop it because he'll become famous for all the wrong ideas.
We're making all these terrible assumptions about this guy, but they're probably all
they're
true.
They're not assumptions. They're not. Yeah, I agree. He needs to go back to the drawing board if he wants to make some money in the washroom industry.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, if someone asks you to go ahead of you in the security lineup at the airport, do you let them? You can text us this morning at 92925. So I flew to Toronto this weekend on Friday.
That's right. Oh, that's right. You had the blind date, right?
That's why you flew to Toronto, for a blind date. No, I did not fly to Toronto for a blind date. I flew there for a friend's Christmas party on Saturday night. And I mentioned that she was trying to set me up with one of her husband's friends. He didn't make it. He was coming back. Yeah, he was coming back from vacation like that day. And he had a mess up with some of his flights, actually. So he wasn't there.
Aww.
But luckily, another one of his friends who I've been on a few dates before was there with his girlfriend. So there was no lack of awkwardness the entire night. Don't worry about that. Yeah. But Friday, I was actually really proud because I did my flight later in the day. Normally I'm rushing after we leave the show and it was late. My flight wasn't until like 3 or 4 in the afternoon, but I managed to be late somehow. A little bit of traffic on the way. I was still in the security line 30 minutes after boarding was supposed to have begun, you know? So
So you're sweating at this point.
Yeah. The entire time I'm going back and forth in my head and I'm having moments of just calm. You know, I'm like, you know, if you miss your flight, you get on another flight. That's how it works.
Oh, sure. That easy. Yeah.
But I was also going back and forth about, should I ask people if I can go ahead of them in the lineup, you know, like there were a good 15, 20 people, I think, ahead of me. I'm like, am I going to go through this lineup?
Yeah.
And ask every single person if they mind if I go ahead of them because I'm scared that I'm about to miss my flight. And I didn't do it because I couldn't. No, I can't be that person. I thought about it and I couldn't do it.
Good for you.
You really?
Good for you. I support you in not asking to butt in line.
You wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't ask because here's the thing. If one person does, then it could lead to anarchy because all of a sudden people start to think, well, I don't have to be on time. I can just butt and people will let me in. Then all of a sudden, a couple more people start doing that. And all of a sudden, everybody's going to show up late for their flights because they think they can.
Airports are extremely stressful and we don't know what people's stories are. We don't know why they might be late. You know, you can be one of those flyers that are on time every single time. And the one time that you happen to be late for reasons out of your control, you need people. And I mean, I've done it before and it's not easy, but when you are literally sweating and you are worried that you're not going to make the flight, you are going through any option possible to just get people's attention and to have them yield.
You know, as I was taking my heels off to go through the scanner, I saw a guy in the lineup asking people to go ahead.
No.
He was doing the exact thing that I was thinking about. Okay, and first of all, I have to mention, if they weren't going through everyone's luggage with questions like, is this liquid mascara, we wouldn't have this issue. Yeah. That happened to me this weekend. He took the mascara out of my bag and was like, is this liquid mascara? I'm like, all mascara is the same, sir. And he's like, oh, I have sisters. I thought there was liquid and dry mascara. It was such a waste of my time.
You could have just answered his question normally with a yes or no.
He had to know. What does liquid mascara mean?
You needed to educate him.
What does that even mean? And I would say yes to let someone through 99% of the time. Honestly, I had a friend who was going to miss a flight in Europe. And one of the security guards said, you have to get permission from every single person in this lineup to go ahead. And
good
she
luck.
Stood up on some box and was like, excuse me,
I'm going
to miss my flight. I know.
Come on.
And the guy at the very front of the lineup said, I don't agree with this. But because everybody else in the lineup said yes, I'm going to let you through.
That's the thing. If somebody was asking me if they could bud, I would say yes, because I'm shocked that they even have the guts to ask that kind
of
question.
You would just miss a flight before you'd ask anybody?
You know what? I think I would. I wouldn't even think to ask.
Right.
I would think, well, I'm late. I'm going to miss my flight. And that's that. Not thinking that I'm just going to inconvenience other people because, sorry, I was late and I'm that important.
You know, I did have to say no to one woman this summer. I was catching a flight, I think from Morocco to the Western Sahara, and her flight was the exact same time as mine.
Yeah.
And it made no sense for me me to let her through because we were both going to, and we had, I felt like we had time. She was just this ball of stress and said, can I go ahead of you? My flight's at 8:10. I said, my so flight's mine. At 8:10 too. So I did say no in that case, but 99% of the time I would say yes.
This text says from Natalie, of course I would let someone in, but only if they were going to miss their flight, which is so dangerous because anybody can say they're late. They're going to miss their flight because they don't want to wait in line.
Show me your ticket.
Right. Yeah, but are you really going to go that far?
Yeah, I'd say, that's what happened to me this summer. I told you.
You called her bluff.
She said to me, my flight's at 8:10, and I said, so was mine. Yeah. So back of the lineup, lady.
You better be sweating.
This text is kind of echoes what you're saying, Andy. It says, I would let someone by, but I'm totally against it.
Right. That's it. You're just so shocked that somebody's got the nerve to ask. You're like, if they ask you to butt in line, you're just like, okay, yeah, sure. But you know you're saying it in a disgusted way.
No, you are. You are. Not true. Everybody. Yes.
Oh, sorry, I got a text there. I would always let someone go in front of me, even if it doesn't make sense, because I'm too scared to say no. That you're playing off people's emotions.
Too scared to
say
no.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah. Somebody mentioned that they work in the complaints department for a major airline. They said if everybody just showed up 3 hours before the flight, none of this would be an issue.
3 hours seems a bit much.
It's true. And then in Montreal, add in the hour and a half of traffic to get there. Yeah, you're like, I might as well walk to Europe instead. It takes way too much time. Jessica, I want to know if someone asked you if they could skip ahead of you in the security lineup.
Oh man, we were in France, me and my husband, and it turned out there's people that actually skipped ahead of us, and they thought that we didn't speak any English.
Oh.
So we let them go, and because we thought it was just one person, didn't want to cause a dramatic scene.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
Eventually, turns out, he brings out his whole family.
No way. Sneaky.
They were like 5, 6, 7 people going ahead, and we both speak good English, so we got in a fight with them, actually.
Yes, no Jessica, wonder. Yes.
So, I was talking him off, and my husband turns out he just put down his backpack, and he went ahead and pushed them back and said, no, I'm sorry, you're not going to cut in front of us.
He it got physical? Like, back. He physically pushed them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they were going. Like, they were not listening to us whatsoever. They were just going right ahead of us.
Wow. Oh, my
not
God.
Not really caring, and nobody else was saying anything, and we weren't going to allow that, so, yep.
How did this all end?
Well, they actually went to the back, and then the next time we were supposed to be boarding the plane, and we actually met that guy once more.
No, that's the worst.
He just looked at us and let us go ahead, and we were like, okay, well, thank you for that, you know, at least.
Then he let you go ahead of him later on in another line?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty nice.
Wow. Okay, so generally, your rule is you'll let, like, one person go ahead of you. Like, you just have your boundaries, obviously.
Yeah, but it all depends.
Yeah.
If you ask nicely, if there's, you know, like, an event or something, at least, yeah, then no problem. But, I mean, if you're going to bring yourself and then, like, 10 other people, well, no, you know, there's a little limit there.
Yeah. Back of the line, please.
Exactly.
Thanks so much, Jessica. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
I got a message from Rachel. She's actually a flight attendant. She said, you always let them through. You never know what happened to make them late.
I mean, I guess.
Imagine, you know, if you knew their story and you knew they were having like a really tough day, not like me, and I was just at home busy doing dishes.
But that's it though.
They said it's not worth all the negativity and stress if you have time, for sure. Plus, it takes more time to explain why. I just smile and say, sure, good luck. I'm in an airport enough a lot to see very stupid things happen.
I think we're on the road to anarchy if we start letting everybody bump in. What's happening to society?
All right. So I said that we would come to some sort of conclusion with this poll here to see what is actually right in this situation based on Montreal public opinion. So would you cut in line if you were going to miss a flight? What's the answer?
Okay. So 20% of people said they would not ask to cut in line, which is good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's nice.
80% of people would let somebody butt in line, though. That's it.
It doesn't make sense. It's a two-way street.
Well, I guess not.
So they'd let people, but they wouldn't ask.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
That was me. I'm the same way.
Yeah, so you're there with the majority.
Okay, there you go.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Okay, will you be or have you attended a work Christmas party this year? You can text us at 92925. And, you know, it is the season, and most of us have been there. You open a very enthusiastic email from your boss announcing that there is a party coming up. And he doesn't say it, but the party is to improve office relations and boost morale. And for a lot of people, that happens one time a year for the Christmas party, right?
Yeah.
So they recently did a poll, and they found that more than a quarter of people do not like the idea of work Christmas parties because they don't believe that employees should be forced into fun just because their bosses want them to. A lot of them said that the whole fun culture was very inauthentic, and 30% of people said that they find Christmas parties to be very intimidating and cliquey.
I mean, I agree. I kind of agree that nothing you said, it's to boost company morale. Nothing, no better way to boost morale than forcing people to come downtown, probably on a weeknight, get all dressed up, spend the money,
You sound so ungrateful. Seriously.
I think it's great because, you know, less and less companies are doing Christmas parties. So if your company is doing it, that's great. But there's a reason why they're not doing it.
It's money. And they're cutting. That's why it's happening in other radio companies. Kodigo still puts on like an amazing Christmas party every year. But the science is there. When these parties are done in the right way, they do increase productivity. They reduce staff and bring staff closer together.
But wouldn't you rather that money to go towards something? Like, let's say we've talked about possibly getting new chairs for our studio, right? Wouldn't you rather that money go to new chairs that you sit in every single day?
They told us we could have new chairs and a Christmas party.
Oh,
we don't have to choose.
Well, we're getting one. We haven't got the chairs yet.
Okay, so you're not going to be attending the Christmas party.
I'm not feeling that well. I'm not. I'm feeling sick later on this week.
You're actually going to lie about it.
I won't lie. I'll admit all the reasons why I'm not coming. I will tell them that, you know, it's in the middle of the week. I'm tired, you know, but I won't tell them that I just don't want to go.
But these are part of work, too. Do you know what I mean? Like, your boss is going to be judging. Yeah. Your boss is going to be judging your morale and your attitude based on that, too.
I'm not a big fan of Christmas parties in general, office Christmas parties. But here's the thing. I feel guilty not going. I mean, they spend so much money and it has to be treated more like a work function and not like a typical party. I mean, the fact that it is in the middle of the week and you can't overconsume. I mean, you have to be there to show that you're in it, that you care outside of work. I mean, I think the bosses expect employees to be there.
Kim Kieran, you're a good and fun employee. Like, I feel like you can get behind these events.
Some days. Yeah, I love the Christmas party. Mm-hmm. Plus, I used to sit on the planning committee, so I know how much work does go in
it
on
does,
it.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, they're a good time, great excuse to get out, free food, good friends, good people. I'm there.
Here's what I would say, because we also see lots of studies about people's interests changing. So I think there was a time, maybe not too long ago or many years ago, where the idea of going out and getting free food and a bunch of free alcohol was really exciting for a lot of people. Maybe we should change the activities a little bit. Like, maybe that doesn't seem like such a treat to people anymore, the idea that you can go out and get free drinks in the middle of the week. Like, let's go to the spa.
I'm like, it's a treat to me.
Can we go to, yes, for you, but not for everybody. They're specifically saying, like, younger people too. They're not into partying as much. Like, they want to stay home more often. So maybe finding an activity or something that could bring staff together that isn't necessarily like, come out and let's have drinks.
And a lot of parties, it's like one free drink or two free drinks. Mm-hmm. It's not like the whole bar is open all night.
See, you're doing it wrong. You make friends with the manager. Yeah. They've got the drink tickets.
Yeah, find that person. Yeah, you're right.
I've done that many a times. This text at 92925 says, my nephew's boss brought him and 15 of his employees to Cuba for Christmas. Now that is showing appreciation.
Okay, now that's a work party.
That's a party you'd show up for, Andy?
100%, okay. I'm there. This text says, our Christmas party's always thrown at the Windsor. Not interested in attending something so fancy. Our department had thrown something a little bit more intimate, and that I attended. The Windsor.
Yeah, my work party will surely be a you-know-what show. I will go for one drink and leave before it hits the fan.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta know your crowd.
That's another reason that people are probably loving it less and less. Sketchy things happen at work Christmas parties. We all know those stories. It's not being swept under the rug anymore.
That's
like,
right.
More and more this sort of culture is being called out.
Nothing like seeing Janet from accounting making out with somebody from sales that they just met like 2 hours earlier.
Okay, let's talk about the sales guy, not just Janet. Why is it just Janet who's in trouble?
Oh, I know Janet. I've just known her for a long time.
You made out with her last year at the Christmas party.
Who hasn't made out with Janet from accounting?
Carolyn, are you going to your Christmas party this year?
No.
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 How come?
I just find it really awkward. It's, you know, business and pleasure, I don't think they belong together.
Oh, so yeah. It's like when you were a kid and you saw your teacher in the grocery store?
That's right. You would hide.
You would hide.
I just find it really awkward trying to make small talk with people that you really don't have that kind of relationship with. So I just give a hard pass.
So you agree with this? You say it's kind of like forced fun or compulsory happiness, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Does your boss mind that you don't attend?
No, not at all.
Okay. Cool.
Does he know how enthusiastic you are about hanging out with all your other colleagues?
Maybe not so much that either.
Right. Have a great day, Carolyn. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
This is another good point. It says a lot of companies only invite the employee and not their spouses. So they insinuated they don't want to go with. Is that why you don't want to go, Andy, without your wife?
I like to show her off. Yeah, absolutely. She makes me look better.
Good, you like to show her off like she's an object. Wonderful.
I'm very proud.
This text says I'd much rather get a bonus instead of them spending money on an awkward work party.
100%.
Kim Kieran, you're in the
I take the cash.
You take the cash. The cash is not an option. option, unfortunately. All right. Thank you so much for your text this morning at 92925. And if you are attending a holiday party, whether it's for work or not, just keep in mind that you need to get around safe.
Yes.
Yeah, take a taxi.
Yep.
Project Red Nose, whatever it takes.
Plan
Uber.
Accordingly.
Yes, exactly.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.